The Hawaiian Islands experienced a dramatic increase in large-scale construction projects over the past few decades, so much so that many natives feared their traditional lands and culture were being swallowed up. In the 1970s, a group of artists and musicians launched an effort to preserve the culture. Some of the musicians are taking the project beyond the islands to the U.S. mainland. Keola Beamer is one of them. Heidi Chang has this profile.
Guitarist, singer, and composer Keola Beamer grew up on the Big Island of Hawaii and comes from one of its most respected musical families. His ancestors' island roots go back to the 15th century, and Beamer draws on them to create what he calls Moe Ohana Kika, or dream guitar.
When I was a little boy, my grandmother would tell me these beautiful stories every night before I fell asleep. And these stories were about the wonderment and the beauty of the Hawaiian culture, our mythology, our kings and queens, our legends. And as she would tell me these stories, I would drift off to sleep. And it came to be that over the years, I cherished those moments, those memories of her, and particularly that feeling of transcending from awakeness to falling asleep, that little twilight area. And I began to think of ways to get my music to reflect that moment so I could share it with other people.
The music Beamer wants to share comes from a Hawaiian tradition of guitar playing known as kihoalu, or slack key, which literally means loosen the key. Families devise their own unique tunings, but when Beamer tried to learn these tunings, he found that others were not interested in sharing what they knew.
It was extremely difficult to learn how to play the Hawaiian slack key guitar when I was a young man, simply because the Hawaiians had lost so much. They'd lost their lands, they'd lost their religious system, they lost their feeling of their place in the universe, that the last thing they wanted to give up was their music. So the Hawaiian slack key guitar went way into the underground. It was an extremely cultish thing. If you were not a member of that family, man, you wouldn't learn a thing.
Older players did let Beamer in on their secrets, and Chris Gill, an associate editor at Guitar Player magazine, says Beamer has become an important bridge between that generation and younger listeners.
Keola Beamer is keeping a tradition alive, but at the same time, he's bringing in a new direction. One thing that he brought into the music that wasn't there before was a classical music background, so he's brought a new level of sophistication to the music. Also, with the works that he did with his brother in the 70s, and also with having written the first book about slack key guitar, he made major steps towards keeping the tradition alive so it could be passed down to another legacy of players so it could be preserved.
In 1978, Beamer released Honolulu City Lights, a record that includes both traditional slack key and Hawaiian pop songs. It remains Hawaii's best-selling album.
Looking out upon the city lights and the stars above the ocean, got my ticket for the midnight plane, and it's not easy to leave again.
Beamer was one of the first to combine contemporary music with ancient Hawaiian chants and instruments. On his new CD, he blends acoustic and electric guitars with a traditional nose flute on a song written by Hawaii's last monarch, Queen Liliuokalani.
There was always kind of a sadness to her work because she was imprisoned by the territorial government and died without having her rightful place as being queen, you know. And so so many of her songs have this kind of sorrowful kind of longing for her people and her love of things Hawaiian. And I thought the Nosfoot would be very appropriate in this piece because of its haunting kind of tonality.
Keola Beamer was at the forefront of a Hawaiian cultural renaissance 20 years ago. Back then, Hawaiian musicians and artists were interested in reclaiming their culture for themselves. Today, Beamer says, they want to spread the depth and spirit of their music beyond the islands.
We're experiencing the second renaissance now, but the difference between the two was in those days, it was our own people, you know, coming back to the music. And now it's people from outside of our culture, which is, I find, equally as rewarding and wonderful when somebody who's never heard this kind of music before comes to me and says, hey, man, that's pretty neat, you know. That gives me chicken skin, goosebumps, whatever you want to call it. The fact that our music can transcend our race and our islands, I think, is just a testament to what it is, and it's heart music.
Keola Beamer will be sharing that music with mainland audiences on a tour that continues through this weekend. His new CD is called Tales of the Dream Guitar. It's on Dancing Cat Records. For National Public Radio, I'm Heidi Chang.
This is NPR's Morning Edition. I'm Bob Edwards.